Last Friday night on the Evening News, we aired an interview with Yvonne Yoli Capin, a Tampa Democratic Party activist running for the state house this fall against GOP incumbent Faye Culp in District 57. The district encompasses much of Tampa, including all of South Tampa, as well as town and country in West Chase and northwestern Hillsborough County. Yvonne Capin criticized Faye Culp in speaking to WMNF last month. She said Culp, who's running for her fourth and last term as state representative in the district, hasn't accomplished much in Tallahassee. So we asked Faye Culp today to respond to that charge. She began by citing various awards that she's received, including being called Florida Legislator of the Year by the Florida School Administrators. But we asked again about specific legislation.
Well, a few years ago, I was able to pass a bill that gave, in one fell swoop, $100 million to education. I have been able to help with lessening the paperwork. More still needs to be done as far as teachers and administrators are concerned in our public school system. I believe strongly that we need to do something about the excessive paperwork. I just finished my dissertation a few weeks ago and have received my doctorate in educational leadership. My thesis was a discussion and research into higher salaries for teachers and why teachers leave the field, leave their profession.
Right.
I think that's very, very important, and I hope to take that information that we have learned from the dissertation and from the research and go forward. And one of those things was the excessive paperwork that is involved with teaching.
There are a lot of issues that the Florida legislature has on its plate right now. The state's in a budget deficit. There's talk about even a special session maybe waiting until next spring. Certainly, the state's suffering as much as any state in the country due to the housing problems and the credit crisis. Any ideas, Faye Culp, on how you think that we can stimulate the Florida economy?
Well, we have several groups that are going to be working on that this fall and for the spring, which is the upcoming session, which begins in March and April, and then includes usually the first week in May. We have to live up there during that time. There are several groups working on it. I don't have any real answers. This has been a long time in coming. We have seen it coming for the last several years. It really is not the legislature's fault, although we get the blame for it. It is going to need a lot of help, not just from the legislature and doing some bills. It's going to need a lot of help and cooperation from organizations, from businesses, and from just individuals. If each person does his or her part in trying to cut back on gasoline, for example, because gas has certainly, as you know, gotten so high right now, just doing the small things for each single person, recycling, not turning the gas on in the car until you actually are ready to drive the car, everything, all those little things add up. But the major issues are going to be, of course, the property tax issue and insurance.
Right.
And
let's talk about that, Faye Culp, if we could, about property taxes. Well, for one thing, Amendment 5, which was just thrown out of the Supreme Court a couple weeks ago, did you support that?
I did not. You're talking about the one
that... The tax swap.
Recapture and swapping out your...
Yeah.
I'm glad it was taken that way.
Did you? Yeah, I know a lot of public school supporters and said that was bad because there was no... it looked like education was not necessarily going to be recaptured.
Right.
So you were against that.
I was against it.
Again, we're speaking with Faye Culp. She's the Republican representative in District 57 here in Tampa, Hillsborough County area, running for re-election in October. There's a couple other political questions for you, actually, if I could, Faye Culp. Nationally, we're hearing a lot about change, right? Change in Washington. John McCain has seemingly now taking that campaign theme from Barack Obama. Now, in Florida here, in this last decade, Republicans have dominated in Tallahassee. Do you believe that we need change there, or is that not relevant for the issues that we have going on right now?
I think change is a word that means different things in different times. We are changing. We are, with the new leadership that's coming in, we will have a change even from the last 2 years. And yes, it will be a Republican leadership, but I will be part of that. And hopefully we'll be in a leadership position more so than I've ever been before, because there are fewer of us who will be seniors as far as being in our last 2 years of the 8-year mandated term limits. I believe that we will be changing. We will be doing more and more of what is best for the state of Florida. And we are going to have a very strong Hillsborough County delegation this time around as well, because there are a good many of us who really are going to work hard on the field of education and the field of transportation, and bringing home the bacon. In other words, getting more money for Hillsborough County and the surrounding area.
In the district next to yours, 56, your Republican colleague Trey Treviesa really stunned a lot of people around here last month when he dropped out of this race for reelection. And basically, Hillsborough officials made a decision about who to put in that seat, and they selected 26-year-old Rachel Burgeon over a lot of other people's names who are a little more familiar in terms of local politics and the like. What did you think about how that selection was conducted?
Well, unfortunately, I was not in town, so I was not able to put my 2 cents worth in. I probably would not have chosen Rachel, but in looking at the decision and in watching her on the campaign trail, she is proving to be a terrific candidate. She has great enthusiasm. She is young and energetic, and I think she will be a great asset to the Florida legislature. She has already served as Trey's aide, and so she knows what it's like to be in Tallahassee. She has that experience of having been there, and so I think it's a great choice.